thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
62% of our facilities are over 50 years old, and some are pushing 100 years old. So the need is great. There's a lot of very basic need. Much of it is about electrical upgrades, roofing, plumbing, HVAC, you know, air conditioning replacement and repair.
There are still residual feelings, as I understand, over how the district handled the last bond package, the scandals over mismanagement of construction projects.
Right.
What has the district done to try to ease those concerns about trust?
We've done a tremendous amount of reorganization. Our business and finance office has been completely reorganized. Our school board put in a fraud and abuse hotline about 4 years ago now. We also have a team of 6 internal auditors that report directly to the board, nobody in administration, not to the superintendent. The board also appointed a citizens audit advisory committee that's made up of people in our community from the business and finance profession who are very well respected and known to plan for the management of such a large project. We've done similar kinds of things. Safeguards have been put in place. We also, the board will be appointing an external citizens bond advisory oversight committee. The other thing that will be different, we will have an internal bond management team with people with high levels of experience and expertise in finance and construction, and they will be devoted solely to the capital improvement projects, and there will be no crossover of district in-house operations and maintenance and bond construction and maintenance people. So they will be two entirely separate departments. No commingling of people or funds or any of that stuff.
Is it enough to the point that you think you could be comfortable saying to the public, we really don't think what happened before will happen again?
We are very confident that we have done our job and done it well, or we would not have brought this forward.
Technology takes up a healthy portion of this package, around $60 million or so?
Yeah, about $68 million.
And that includes what, digital, black, or whiteboards, et cetera.
Yeah.
Are you encountering any resistance to this at all?
If people don't have a comfort level with technology, or they don't believe that it's a way to enhance instruction or address teaching and learning in any significant way, then of course they are much more reluctant to support it. And then there are other people that say we're not doing enough fast enough. So our technology is significantly behind right now. We're probably 10 to 15 years behind where we need to be. We have computers in our classrooms that can't even operate Windows 2000. So it's not just about looking to put in some state-of-the-art things for the future, but it's also about just getting all of our schools up to standard. For example, Pasco High School, if too many kids go online at one time, all the electricity in the building shut down. So we have the need, the reason the amount is larger is also for some of those basic things. You know, we have to do the electrical upgrades before we can upgrade the technology.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.